London Irish head coach Toby Booth, thanks very much for joining me. Rainy old afternoon here in Sunbury. How are you, first of all?
Good, thank you. Yeah, good. Looking forward to this weekend.
Excellent. So, fifth in the Aviva Premiership table. Europe is no more, but looking in a fairly decent position for the LV. How do you view the current position of the club in the season so far?
Yeah, obviously you want to be competitive. We've done that, you know, from a performance point of view. We've crafted our position in two competitions, and you know, we're looking to kick on now in, you know, in the competitions we're in. So yeah, we've had a bit of refocusing over the last couple of weeks during the Heineken Cup, and to establish what changes we're going to make, because you know, you've got to keep looking at yourself and changing to for the better and to improve. And you know, that can be from a technical, tactical side and a management side, and you know, and plan the way forward. And that's what we've been doing.
Going into the LV this weekend, is it different from playing the first couple of rounds in the autumn, where, or you know, you're still competing heavily on all fronts, whereas this time you're going into these games knowing that Europe is no longer on the horizon? Does it change the focus a little?
No, not really. I think it's, you know, the situation you find yourself in, and you know, you take one game as it comes, and you know, and what team? There's always constraints. Would it be World Cup? Would it be Heineken Cup coming? Would it be Six Nations? And that's the same for every team, isn't it?
And you're going away to Scarlets this weekend. What do you make of them? What sort of battle are you expecting?
Yeah, they've been very competitive. We've seen how well they've gone in Heineken. I know that there will be a few people down, but we've always struggled, to be fair, against the Scarlets. And they're one of those teams that you know, stress you massively from an attack point of view. So you know, we need to defend well. We'll be buoyed by some people returning from injury, which means that we'll have high energy levels and expectations. So, you know, from that point of view, that's what we're looking forward to.
And you'll have a lot of international players away building up to the Six Nations. The LV Cup is often a cup where you bring in some of the young blood. Would it be a side that's going to be as close to the strongest side that you could put out, do you think?
Yeah, you know, we've got where we are injury-wise, you know, some of those decisions are taken out of your hands. So, you know, we've got a lot of people missing in relation to Six Nations, etc. But, you know, I'm sure we'll put a competitive side out, and we're looking forward to give a good account of ourselves and our fans something to cheer about.
Excellent. Now, news this week that George Skivington's going to be coming to the club from next season. You know him from your days at the Saxons, and he seems to be keen to make sure that one of the reasons he's signed is on reflection of that relationship with you. You must be pleased.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, I had the privilege of working with George. You know, he's got a winning mentality. He's won a lot of things with the teams he's been with, and, you know, we missed out narrowly the last time. The contract cycles didn't quite hit. So, you know, it's always been on my radar for a long time, and to get him there, you know, with his sort of effort and mentality, you know, will be an improvement for the group, and also in relation to, you know, the quality of performance.